This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show this Tuesday, January 13th, 2026 edition. Definitely. It called me when the power dumped, checking on it from afar. Okay, he's down in Houghton Lake, so we're not really sure what's going on. I got to take this call from my engineer, Dell Reynolds. Hey, Dell, what's going on? Okay, I don't understand the question. All I'm getting is text messages, people saying that 97.7 is off the air, and the stream app is dead as well. Oh, okay, so let me ask the listeners. Folks, if you're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY on your radio, text me if you're hearing some kind of static. Dell, would totally quiet, dead quiet, he says. So if you're listening on the stream right now on yourdefendingfathers.com's website, do me a favor and go back to 97.7 FM WCHY on the radio and tell me if it's dead quiet. If you're not hearing any static at all, if it's dead quiet, please send me a text message as soon as possible, and I'll text that to my engineer, Dell Reynolds. So, okay, sir, I greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you after the break. Okay. Thanks, Dell. So again, if you're were listening to 97.7 and you've now switched over to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, was it totally dead silence? Was it totally dead air? So that's what needs to happen. You're back to music an hour early. Nope, not doing that. We're still broadcasting. So let me see if I can put a call into Jim up there in Sheboygan and see what he says, if it switched to music as opposed to my show. So I'm calling him right now. Jim, if you could answer your phone, I greatly appreciate it, and give me a status report. So hopefully he's able to answer the phone and let me know. Let's see, it's ringing but not answering. Okay, so let's see, who else can I call up there in the listening area? Okay, he's not available. Oh, let's see, Barry's the one that sent me the text message from Indian River. Steve is saying now 97.7 is playing songs. Okay, good. Okay, good. Let me give Dell a call back. Let him know that. Okay, so it's back to the music, so everything must be transmitting okay on that end. So, okay, I'll give Dell a call back here and let him know. Hey, Dell, I've got listeners now texting me that they're listening to music on 97.7. So, did you do that? No. Okay, so I don't know how the music playing is airing on 97.7. Oh. Okay, buddy, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Short break. We'll be right back while we're working on technical issues.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And then would wipe the smile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. We had a power outage out at the transmitter site. When the power came back on, that triggered a reset in the automation and switched from my show to the music. So my engineer, Dell Reynolds, is trying to work on it remotely, seeing what he can do to get the show back on. But right now we're listening to music. So we'll continue on the stream, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. We'll finish up the show today, and hopefully Dell can get it restored back soon so you guys can hear us on the radio station 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Back during the 2020 Edenville dam failure, victims believe that the state played Russian roulette with the water levels. Residents impacted by the 2020 Edenville dam failure are attempting to hold the state accountable for something that was predictable and preventable, per their attorney, who gave opening statements in court. The damaged victims there in the Edenville Dam area hired attorney Thomas Wan, who said that the Michigan regulators knew about the dam's hydraulic inadequacies, but approved a permit application allowing the dam owner, Boyce Hydropower, to raise the water levels, which put increased pressure on the dam just 2 weeks prior to the May 2020 flood. The attorney said it was a version of Russian roulette. It was all about luck. Well, they picked up the gun from Russian roulette. They spun the wheel, and unfortunately, it had a bullet in the chamber. That was the analogy the attorney used in the courtroom. Well, Assistant Attorney General Nathan Gamble, who's representing the state, countered that the case is not about negligence, but about whether the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE, as well as the Department of Natural Resources, took private property for public use. And that just did not happen. Gamble argued that Boyce Hydro, the owner of the dam, did what they wanted, and they chose to maintain normal summer lake levels for recreational and aesthetic purposes. Court of Claims Judge James Robert Redford is hearing the case, which is expected to last 2, possibly 3 weeks. Under federal law, a dam's spillway capacity must meet probable maximum flood criteria and to maintain a license to generate electricity. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission determined in 2018 that the Edenville's dam spillway could not pass the PMF, probable maximum flood criteria. Therefore, as a result, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission revoked Boyce Hydro's hydropower license in September of 2018, which meant the state then, the state of Michigan, became the sole regulatory authority. Well, the Edenville Dam also did not meet Michigan's lower standard of 1/2 of the probable maximum flood criteria, according to a report January 30th of 2020. The report emailed from the dam safety engineer, Lucas Trumbull, who was working with the Four Lakes Task Force to develop plans to increase the spillway's capacity. The plan was expected to be done the summer of 2020. Trumbull wouldn't describe the dam spillway as appalling today when asked, but he acknowledged that Boise Hydro's 13 years of noncompliance and lack of progress was concerning and quite severe. Trumbull also testified that the dam's failure to pass the 1/2 PMF requirement as an auxiliary spillway wasn't installed. Well, the state processed Boise Hydro's permit request in the spring of 2020, allowing Boise to increase water levels on Wixom Lake from 670 feet to 670.5. One, the attorney noted that that decision followed the pressure and caused the problem. Well, back in May of 2019, Midland County Circuit Court Judge Stephen Carras issued an order establishing a state legal lake level for Wixom Lake, as well as for Sanford, Secord, and Smallwood Lakes. The attorney argued that he had the lake remained at the run-of-river level, the lake had the capacity to absorb the historic rain in May of 2020. Therefore, the flooding would not have occurred. Testimony from Mario Fusco, dam safety supervisor with the then Department of Environmental Quality back in June of 2018, focused on the dam's compliance with the spillway capacity requirements taken into consideration. Fusco testified that the dam failed to pass the state's 1/2 flood criteria. The attorney then questioned, centered on whether that meant the dam was unsafe. Well, Fusco replied, if the dam doesn't have the hydraulic adequacy, it doesn't mean that it's automatically unsafe. Well, the Attorney General for the state of Michigan, Gamble, told the court that the dam had several structural issues that went undetected until the failure. An independent team was tasked with studying the dam failure, found that it was due to static liquidification, which essentially is when loose, drenched soil becomes liquefied. Basically, the foundation of the dam. On cross-examination, Fusco was asked if the state's dam safety unit had any regulatory authority over the Edenville Dam. Fusco immediately answered, no, we didn't. Well, yesterday's hearing also included the reading of depositions from a former dam safety engineer, as well as the former director of Eagles Water Resources Division. So the case is going to continue for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And the judge, James Robert Redford, is overseeing the Court of Claims case. So we'll see where this goes. Okay, Jim says the show's back on as of 11:20. So thank you, Dell. Okay, very good. So Dell got us back on. Greatly appreciate it. I wish people would tell you the difference between the transmitter being off or the air being dead. If there's music playing, he needs to know that difference. So very good. Steve up in Gatesville, thank you. Songs were playing at 11:09, and now he says the talk show is back on. So greatly appreciate it. We're back now. Okay, I'll send that text out to people. Back on 97.7. Okay, very good. Thank you, Del. Greatly appreciate that. Now, another little short story, and this is kind of interesting as well. The Republican candidate for Congress down in the 8th District, Damir Hassan, a Republican hoping to challenge U.S. Congresswoman Christian McDonald Rivett, Democrat from Bay City in the 8th Congressional District, says that the fatal shooting of a Minnesota woman by immigration enforcement was a direct result of the Democrats' dangerous rhetoric. Hassan served as a prison camp watch commander in Guantanamo Bay during his time in the U.S. Navy. He's currently running against the incumbent in November within one of Michigan's most competitive political districts. Back in 2024, President Trump won Saginaw County in the district with 50.8% of the vote. Meanwhile, at the same time, the Democrat McDonald Rivett won the Saginaw County with 50.93%. Trump lost Genesee County by 9,367 votes, with then Vice President Kamala Harris taking 51.3%. But also within the same U.S. House district, Trump won Bay County by 9,025 votes. Those are the three counties that McDonald Rivett represents. Well, the Republican Hassan's promises on the campaign trail is to be the biggest champion of law enforcement until the day I die. He approached MERS this past Saturday during the Republicans' 8th Congressional District Roundup at the Holiday Inn in Midland to talk about the Minnesota shooting specifically. Hassan said, on January 7th, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement agents were recorded firing shots inside the vehicle in Minneapolis. Local law enforcement reported that 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, a poet with two teenage children, was killed during the confrontation. Well, the Congresswoman, McDonald Rivett, has called for a complete full investigation, claiming that the Minnesota mom was shot and killed by an ICE officer. Rivett says, watch the video for yourself. What happened was just plain wrong. We all want to feel safe, for our laws to be enforced, and to have a secure border. But sending mass federal agents to patrol our cities with massive budget, seemingly with no oversight, is clearly not accomplishing any of these goals. So we'll see if this Republican, former Navy veteran, supporting law enforcement, ends up beating her in the November general election. I don't know for sure if there's any Republicans running in the primary against them, but it doesn't say so in the story.